Good morning, church, and here we are on a beautiful Wednesday morning, getting ready to continue in our Bible study of Colossians. Today we're in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 19. Again, God's saving word for this week is love. His saving word is love. By way of introduction, Paul is encouraging the Colossians to live in union with Christ Jesus and to remain strong in faith that is rooted in the Lord Jesus. Paul warns the believers not to be deceived by false teachings, and he reminds them of the new life they now have in Christ. So let's go ahead and get right into it, into the scripture reading this morning. We're going to start off with the fullness of life in Christ with Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with him. Keep your roots deep in him. Build your lives on him and become stronger in your faith as you were taught. And be filled with thanksgiving. See to it then that no one enslaves you by means of the worthless deceit of human wisdom, which comes from the teachings handed down by human beings and from the ruling spirits of the universe, and not from Christ. For the full content of divine nature lives in Christ, in his humanity. And you have been given full life in union with him. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. In union with Christ, you were circumcised, not with the circumcision that was made by human beings, but with the circumcision made by Christ, which consists of being freed from the power of this sinful self. For when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and in baptism, you were also raised with Christ through your faith in the active power of God who raised him from the dead. You were at one time spiritually dead because of your sins, and because you were Gentiles without the law, God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross. And on that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of the spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in his victory procession. So let no one make rules about what you eat or drink, or about holy days, or the new moon festival, or the Sabbath. All such things are only a shadow of things in the future. The reality is Christ. Do not allow yourselves to be condemned by anyone who claims to be superior because of special visions or who insists on false humility and the worship of angels. For no reason at all, such people are all puffed up by their human way of thinking and have stopped holding onto Christ, who is the head of the body. Under Christ's control, the whole body is nourished and held together by its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God wants it to grow. All right, that was our reading for the day. Our key verse is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, where Paul writes, "Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with him." And as we reflect on the message of today, we need to think about what Paul is saying about avoiding the worthless deceit of human wisdom. What is he talking about? And being condemned by others, allowing others to condemn us. In contrast, what does Paul describe life with Christ as being? In verse 11, he says, in union with Christ, you were circumcised, not with the circumcision that was made by human beings, but with the circumcision made by Christ, which consists of being freed from the power of this sinful self. For when you were baptized, you were buried in Christ. And in baptism, you were also raised with Christ through your faith in the active power of God who raised him from the dead. What messages in this world today, think about this, attempt to lure people away from the full life that God offers through his son Jesus? You know, television and the movies tell us that, you know, the materialistic things that this world have to offer, those are the things that offer joy. But in fact, they are only lies that the devil uses to lure us away from Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I have accepted you as my Lord and Savior. My real life is with you. Keep me rooted in you and strengthen my faith each day as I live to serve you. Amen. Well, that's our Bible study for this Wednesday morning. May God richly bless you, and I hope that reflection upon this study this morning brings you joy and victory through the rest of the day. And I wish you God bless.